Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa last week at the Democratic National Convention oversaw a vote to make two amendments to the DNC platform. As chair of the DNC, Villaraigosa called for votes to reinsert a reference to God in the party's platform after it was removed and faced criticism from Republicans. More controversially, however, the LA mayor also called for a vote to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Calling a vote three times, he then pronounced that two-thirds of the delegates present voted yes on both amendments amid loud boos. Meanwhile, activists in Los Angeles are calling on the city to end its contracts with Veolia Transportation, which runs the Dash bus system throughout the city. Veolia Transportation, which is a subsidiary of the French-based Veolia Environment, has had a long history of discriminating against Palestinians living in the occupied West Bank of Israel. Among a population of over 2 million, over 80% of the people living there are Palestinian Arabs. Israeli passengers in the West Bank are allowed to use Veolia buses while millions of Palestinians are refused service. The LA City Charter forbids businesses from engaging in discriminatory behavior, and activists are calling on the LA City Council to divest itself from the company. A vote to renew its contract with the transportation company will be held tomorrow. My guest is Garrick Ruiz. He's a core member of the LA Dump Veolia campaign. He joins me in studio. Welcome to Uprising.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we've been covering this campaign for a while now, but first let's talk about what our mayor did last week in Charlotte, North Carolina at the DNC. I want to play an excerpt of the audio from the vote that was taken. We'll first hear former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland reading the second amendment regarding Jerusalem, and then Villaraigosa taking the vote three times.
President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well. Mr. Chairman, I have submitted my amendment in writing, and I believe it is being projected on the screen for the delegates to see. I move adoption of the amendment as submitted and shown to the delegates.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, the matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the... Let me do that again. All of those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
I guess.
You've got a rule, and then you've got to let them do what they're going to do.
I'll do that one more time. All those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted, and the platform has been amended as shown on the screen. Thank you very much.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa last week at the Democratic National Convention. He's a chair of the DNC, and he was taking the vote there on a couple of amendments to the Democratic National Committee's platform. The adopted language reads, Jerusalem is and will remain the capital of Israel. The parties have agreed that Jerusalem is a matter for final status negotiations. It should remain an undivided city accessible to people of all faiths. A number of Republicans and pro-Israel advocates feel that the language is not strong enough. However, AIPAC, formerly known as the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, quote, believes this is a very pro-Israel platform. Garrick, how do you view what happened last week, and how much of a role did our mayor play?
Well, I think Mayor Villaraigosa has a long history of supporting Israel. This is not the first time he's kind of gone out in a really egregious way to support the state of Israel. During Operation Cast Lead, which listeners may remember, from December of 08 to January of 09, the war on Gaza that Israel launched at that time, where over 1,000 Palestinians were killed, the vast majority civilians, by bombing, gunfire, soldiers, all kinds of weaponry was used. against a population that could not leave nor had, and had very little ability to defend itself, Villaraigosa actually went out publicly in support of the State of Israel at this time, despite the asymmetric nature of that massacre that happened at that time. So seeing his behavior at the DNC last week was not surprising. However, I think it was really a window into even seeing him take pause when people clearly did not agree with Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Now, listeners can find this clip online and try to judge for themselves. But the first time he took that vote, it sounded like the no votes were louder than the yes votes. And maybe, I mean, just in my pure opinion, the second two times, it was a toss-up. You could have said, you know, either way. But for him to say, pronounce it two-thirds voted yes, and of course, it's a very flawed system to just judge by the loudness of the ayes and noes. He took a position, he took a stand, and I understand it's quite a controversial one still.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, in the LA Times, he defended his actions on the 8th. One of the quotes he gave to the LA Times was that the president of the United States and the leader of my party asked me to do this. And so I'm proud to have a president who believes God and Jerusalem should be in the platform. And so do I. I think that that statement is really indicative of the undemocratic nature of this decision, right? He took his orders from Obama, clearly. As you said, I don't think anyone could say, you know, who were there more ayes or were there more nays. However, it was clear that it was close and that any, I think, you know, neutral observer looking at that would say there would have to be some more clear count in order to determine even who the majority was. And as you say, I don't think either side had a two-thirds majority.
And Garrick, what does that reflect to you about how opinions might have changed, particularly among ordinary Americans? And really the delegates at the DNC, by many accounts, were a cross-section of American society, whether you just determined it visually or and even reporters on the ground interviewing folks. Is it impressive to you that perhaps up to as half as many delegates present even voted no? And would that have even happened 5-10 years ago?
Oh, I think that aspect of things to me is one of the most exciting, that even on the floor of the Democratic National Convention, there was that much resistance to this language. And I think it's important to note also that this language of Jerusalem as the undivided capital of Israel goes far beyond the position of the U.S. federal government, right? The U.S. embassy to Israel is in Tel Aviv. It has always been in Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is the internationally recognized capital of the state of Israel. Israel is established on Palestinian land, but according to international law, Tel Aviv is the capital, not Jerusalem, which, the eastern half of Jerusalem remains occupied under international law.
Right. It's a city that is whose fate has not yet been decided. Certainly the U.S. plays a big role in the ongoing conflict with its lopsided support of Israel. But there are also private companies that keep the occupation going. Just as we saw in apartheid South Africa, many private companies profited off of apartheid. That's certainly happening in Israel. And one company is Veolia, which we should get to now, given what's going to happen tomorrow, a vote coming up at the LA City Council for the city to decide to end its contracts with the same company that operates the Dash buses listeners might have ridden on or seen throughout the city. How important is this vote?
Oh, we think this vote tomorrow is extremely important. As you mentioned earlier in the interview, I think things are changing. We're starting to see that people are recognizing the crimes and really the apartheid nature of the state of Israel. And as you said, companies like Veolia are profiting from that apartheid system in Palestine and in Israel. And in particular, we think this is extremely important. There are two Dash contracts up for renewal, the downtown Dash lines and the mid-city Dash lines. That's what is going to be voted on tomorrow in the Transportation Committee of City Council. And it's extremely important because in the West Bank and in Jerusalem, Veolia is operating transportation systems. They helped build the Jerusalem light rail, and they continue to help operate that light rail system in the city of Jerusalem that connects settlements in East Jerusalem to West Jerusalem, part of the State of Israel. They also operate buses in the occupied West Bank, buses that transport settlers, Israeli settlers. They, again, connect the State of Israel to the settlements in the West Bank, illegal settlements, right, places where the State of Israel has moved civilian population onto occupied land.
And Palestinians are not allowed to ride the buses.
Correct. This is really, I think, the transportation system is one of the clearest examples of apartheid, right? In the West Bank, there are a system of roads that are Israeli settler-only roads, and that's where the Veolia buses operate. Palestinians have to use a different system of roads. They are not allowed on those settler roads, even despite the fact that this is occupied land. They have to use a much older, much less well-kept system of transportation, and in addition face military checkpoints, hundreds of settlements on the West Bank, about 200, and roadblocks set up by the Israeli military as well. So there really are clearly two systems of transportation, one for Palestinians, one for Israelis, and that's really the definition of apartheid.
So the Los Angeles Board of Transportation Commissioners are the ones who will vote tomorrow?
Actually, it's the Transportation Committee of City Council. So what we're hoping is that people today can call those members. If people call the Los Angeles City info line 311, they can be connected to any of those five members, and they are Paul Koretz, Tom Labange, Jose Huizar, Bernard Parks, and Bill Rosendahl. Those are the five council members who will be voting in this committee tomorrow. And then we'll hope that people can, and we know it's unfortunately a lot of the business of the city of LA happens during the day when people are at work, despite the fact that we're supposed to have a democratic system where people have access. But for those who are able to take half a day off work or maybe aren't working tomorrow, we hope that you can come down and join us at City Hall. We'll be gathering at 1 p.m. At City Hall, 200 North Main Street. There will be a brief rally and press conference, and then the actual meeting is at 2 p.m., room 1010 of City Hall. That's the 10th floor, room 1010.
So that's happening tomorrow at 1 p.m. in front of City Hall. The five members of the committee, again, are, can you read them out?
Paul Koretz, Tom Labange, Jose Huizar, Bernard Parks, and Bill Rosendahl. People can also send us an email at dumpveolia.la@gmail.com. That's dumpveolia.la@gmail.com. And we can send you the direct lines to each of their offices to make it a little bit easier as well. But 311 will connect you to any of those.
Now, any sense where the vote might go? Do you have any sense of where these particular people are tilting?
We're not sure. In all of our meetings with these offices, the council members' staff have been very non-committal. However, we have met with several of the offices. We've provided all of them with a lot of information about how Veolia profits from apartheid in Palestine. And we have collected hundreds of postcards and hundreds of signatures on petitions that we'll be delivering on Wednesday, along with testifying by at least 20 people. We're hoping we get more, but we think we have at least 20 people coming.
And if the vote does go in favor of ending the contracts, is that a done deal then, or does it move to another decision-making body, very briefly?
Once that vote is taken, the final decision will be made by City Council as a whole. If the vote goes against Veolia, however, they're going to have to come back to transportation with another recommendation for who would get the contract.
Well, Garrick Ruiz, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. Is there a website that you'd like to give out?
We have the email address, and then our Facebook page, unfortunately, is all we have. We don't have a website. So Dump Veolia LA Facebook page. For those who have it, you can just search for that and it'll pop up.
Thanks so much, Garrick.
Thank you.
Garrick Ruiz is a core member of the LA Dump Veolia campaign. Again, the vote is happening tomorrow in front of City Hall, in City Hall, in room 1010, and people are gathering at 1 p.m. outside City Hall.